Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today we have the members of the Force MDs. How are you all doing?
Hey, how you doing? Hi.
Hey, what's up, Angela? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Good to have you guys on the show. I believe I have Steve and Damon.
Yep, that's us. It's
okay.
Good to be on here.
So we had two of the members then. Okay.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show. Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Hey, we're doing good. Besides the snow, everything is good. You know, it's a lot of snow out here, and I've been chilling all day today.
You know, we've been dreaming of a white Christmas, and it came a little early, so we're not complaining.
Which state are you guys in?
Well, this is Steve. I'm in PA, up in the Poconos.
And I'm Damon. I'm in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. It is cold. I'm here in Florida, so it's no snow here.
Oh,
all right.
Lucky. We envy you right now.
Well, I got the heat on even now. It's probably about 50-something.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with... Yes?
So we don't feel so bad now.
Okay, I'm so glad you gentlemen could be on the show tonight. I'm going
to
start with Steve. Steve, what projects are you working on, just you yourself?
Okay, right now, for some days, we are currently just about finished our new album. Should definitely be out the first quarter of 2014. We've been definitely still traveling a lot, and we have a documentary that we're dropping for Force and Live. Long way to be, been ready for 2.5 years. We're waiting for a couple of clearances to get through, and that's something that I think the public is going to really love. The story of how it all happened. Look for that real folk.
Yeah, and I get a free copy, right?
Of course you do.
Okay.
Actually, it's something that's slated for theaters, not going right to DVD. We're working on some deals, so It's like it'll be like a motion picture thing that'll go in theaters before it goes to DVD and networks pick it up for television. So it should be like a theater thing so people can go in there, check it out, get their popcorn, their soda, and their little chocolates and stuff, and laugh, cry, and just enjoy the ride and the journey of the Force MDs.
Oh, wow. I look forward to seeing that. I really do. It's going to be great. It's you guys live. So, yeah. So Damon, what are you guys doing as a group? I mean, I know you have a radio show. Could we talk about it?
Oh, yes. We have a new radio show, Force MDs Radio, and they can catch it every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's on exclusive 7-Eleven Radio. They just log in on that, and they can check us out. Each week we have a guest. You know, it's usually friends of ours. So far we had Troop. We had Troop on. We had Ready for the World on. Last week we had Ruffins. We had Dante from Ruffins on. And tomorrow we're going to have Four Force on with us. So we can't wait. A lot of people hitting us up. They're just anticipating that interview. And you know, Bowlegged Lou and Paul Anthony, those guys, they always come with a lot of jokes and laughter. So it's really going to be fun. Another thing that we do is it's terrific. Like right now, each week is growing and growing. We have over 7,000 listeners. And it's really like we just really started this thing. It's like 3 weeks. And we also have a game show that we play. Yeah, we have three contestants that they call in, and they battle, and we ask them little trivia questions. Like we had one a few weeks ago, right, Steve? It was about Motown, and we tested their knowledge on Motown, and it was terrific, you know. It's definitely the hour goes by so quickly because it's so, you know, time flies when you're having fun. People really, really get a kick out of this show.
Okay. All right. So would you say the station again that you're on for the listeners who didn't catch that?
It's exclusive Exposure 7-Eleven Radio. And you catch the Force MD's new radio show at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And tomorrow we're going to have on with the Force MD's Full Force.
Okay.
Forces,
so you do interviews.
Forces. I'm sorry. What you say, Ann?
I said, so you do interviews on the show also.
Yeah, we talk about, we do interviews. We try to get interviews. Like, we ask musical questions like the background and group and stuff. And we also talk about topics that's going on in the world. And we want people to hear a little more and to get to know the person, the group, whoever our guest is on the air that particular week. We like people to, you know, to hear a different side of them that they might not know about them. So we might ask something like outlandish, you know, like about what do y'all think about this? Or what do y'all think about, you know, it could be a political topic or anything, or, you know, how they was growing up. We like to, you know, don't just give us the little, we like to get in, you know, we scratch beneath the surface.
Okay.
Really powerful.
So you like to talk about politics, don't you? I got a question for you, Dan. For both
of
them. I'm going to start with Steve, and then I'm going to ask Damon. All right, Steve, what do you think of President Barack Obama being in his second term? What do you think about what's going on with the media and everything?
Yeah, I clearly see that the media definitely want him to fail when it comes to the the benefits. I see that they don't want Obamacare to work. You know, they trash it much as they can to try not to make it work. And this is his last term, you know, and they got to handle it. Somehow they got to handle it. You know, Obama's going to work until it works. I believe it's going to work. And so it works. I guess that he will definitely get over the hump for that. But they definitely, like, I think they really, really treat them pretty bad when it comes to Obamacare. They really don't want it to work. fighting against
that. Yes, it's obvious. It's obvious that needy is. But, you know, there was also Medicaid and Medicare that was passed by our president, and Social Security disability and things like that. But it passed, and I don't know if it was this big a deal because I don't think I was old enough or born during that time period. But it seems like they want to take away everything that's helping poor people.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it's very important that we keep watch, but that we get out there and we vote, because they're trying to turn the clock back. And if you know, we as a people, if we sleep on this, like one time I was reading an article about Al Sharpton, and you know, and one thing I hate, what I dislike, and by no means am I a racist, but you know, but when you speak about the things that's going on and you acknowledge the things that's going on from people that are racist, they try to drag you on their level. But
yes,
I was reading an article, an interview with Al Sharpton, and they asked him, why do you do what you do? And this was something about 10 years ago. And, you know, his answer was, so they don't try to turn the clock back on us. And I was like, wow, can they really do that? And he was spot on, because you look at it, they're doing it now. They're trying to oppress the voters' rights and take away something. And you know, they know they can't – the tables are turned. They can't win in Ohio, the Republicans. But what do? You attack. You make it harder for the people to vote. You had people standing out there 5, 6, 7 hours. I mean, people 60, 65 years old plus, 80 years old. And they said, you can't stay, you know, why are you on this line so long? They said, do you know what our people had to do just to get here to vote? I'm not going anywhere. And, you know, it's just sad that they were trying to make it, you know, harder for people to go out there and exercise their right. People done died for us to have the right. And I want to tell younger people, because, you know, I speak to younger people. I go and I do ministry, and I go to detention centers and prisons. I talk to you. And.
Yeah.
You know, some of the answers that you get, like I said, you know, do you guys, you know, want to vote? And they're, oh, well, why? You know, they don't even realize what our people been through just so they can have that freedom and that right to go in and exercise that right to cast their ballot. You know, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. You have people that sit and watch things happen. You have people that complain about what's happening, and then you have some that make things happen. Which one are you going to be, I ask them?
That's a good question. But you are right about the clock turning back. I also, I'm going to ask this to, I believe I just got to asking Steve, right?
Yes, Steve.
Okay, now Damon.
I was Damon just talking. You know,
okay, all right. Getting it confused. Let me get it together.
It's okay. It's all right.
All right. Steve, what do you think? I know you're not a politician. At least I don't think you're one. When I did my research, I didn't see anything that you did in politics.
No.
But you might be, you know.
He wears a lot of hats.
Okay. What do you think about President Baraka and what he's doing for the United States of America?
That's what I think he's doing. What I think about?
Yes. What do you think about? And also, what do you think feel about the media and what they're doing?
I think you better ask me that question.
I'll say that everything that he's trying to implement, they're trying to block. I mean, even when he comes with good legislation and things to pass, I could see if it was bad stuff, but they're just sitting there trying to block it because they can. And a lot of these things are ideas that they even tried to implement a few years ago, and now that he's coming around with it, they're like, no, those are bad ideas. And he shows facts and proof that, you know, these Republicans, this is ideas, that this is stuff that you guys brought to the table. And they're just trying to just block it because they can. And what they're really trying to do is they're trying to trash his legacy as the first black president.
Yes,
because
they are.
They could, yeah, they're trying to trash it so that they could, because we got to first remember where we came from. We got to remember the economic meltdown that we had, is which was really was a gift that was placed in Barack's lap, if you really ask me, because I was watching that the first campaign against McCain 6 years ago, and when the polls, Barack was trailing late in September, and next thing you know, the financial meltdown, and we know that when it comes to that green money, people don't see no color. They don't see no race, no color. If you messing up my money and you the same color as me, maybe I should try somebody else. And I believe that that's what happened, you know, but that's my personal opinion. And then that's real talk right there. I think that was a gift that was the time. If you look at the timing that happened, I was like, wow. Like right there. And then Barack just shut and Bush just messed it up for McCain, because then he started going down in the polls. But what they're trying to do is they don't want, if Barack has a successful legacy as the first black president, that would just open the door for more minorities, not just black people, but Latino as well, and all different, you know, creeds. But and not just and for Democrats, no matter what color you are, just Democrats, you know, they want him to fail so that our party, the Democratic Party, looks bad. And they say, look, you know, hey, we gave you guys your tote, and look, it didn't work. See, we shouldn't do this. That's the mindset of a lot of people. Is that the mindset of everyone? No, it's not. But that's the mindset that I feel of a lot of these people that's in office. It's
I
very
good. I got to say one thing. Just by, I'm not great political as Damon, but this is what I see. Just by watching the movie The Butler, like, I don't know if people did see that movie, it tells you the legacy of president. Like, you know, they never thought it would be an African-American president. And you see during all the years of presidency how they thought of African-Americans, like, you know, just as servants and, you know, really lowering our standards. You know, and right now, the Republicans, a lot of those people in Congress are very old. Like, a lot of them are really old, back 80 years old. A lot of them are very old. So some of them still got those standards in the back of their mind. Like, hey, I can't believe we actually have a black president here. It's just hard for them to handle, even though they have to handle it, because the voting, no matter what you think, if the vote is on your side, you win. It's all about voting. You vote, you win. I think it's really hard for them still to accept. They probably smile on his face and say, oh, that, you know what I'm saying, behind his back. This is what I feel. That's why they're always against what he does. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that, Steve.
Yes, I agree too. I agree with what both you gentlemen said. I was going to say, and I can't mention the town I'm in or anything, but I'm or the county or anything, but I will take this where I live at. I passed a sign almost here lately. I'm not going to say the whole time he's been president. It says impeach Obama. And, you know, I
what
see Confederate flags and things on
in
vehicles and stuff like that, and I hear about the Tea Party meetings and things. And people are going to be people, and if they don't like you because of the color of your skin or this reason or that, they're just not going to like you or be for you. So
it just shows that saying: the more things change, the more they stay the same. And us as a nation, if we really gonna, you know, I feel we have to first start off by remembering God and remembering that we're all created in His image and likeness.
Yes.
And we have to love one another as we love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
if
everyone was to love, just love each other, we wouldn't have the murder rate so high. We wouldn't have poverty rate so high. The prison, oh man, If we get on that, we'll be on there till tomorrow.
Yeah, I did shows on that with Mr. James Costin Jr. I did shows about that, and horrible what's going on. But
it's so horrible.
All you can really do is pray and tell people about it and hope somebody listens, and you know. But I do
that
know one thing.
That you reach somebody.
Younger generation is they definitely going in a whole other lane. Younger generation, you know. It's just so different from the 80s, 70s. It's like generation nowadays is just it's so different. And they really got to look at us. Look, so even as African American, our people, our youngsters, we really got to look at ourselves and really doing to each other and just.
Yes. Yeah.
Thinking about what the people in the past and did to try to get us to be, to let our word be,
voices be heard.
Martin Luther King and all these people, Malcolm X, all the struggles we try to make to try to get equal rights to a lot of things. And then we're killing ourselves, black on black crimes, killing ourselves more than white on black crimes.
Yes.
Well, you know, one thing I will say about that is that, you know, that is so true. But you have, if you look at any race, you know, they really shine the light on black people. Well, it's black people killing blacks. But when you look at who the majority will kill white people, it's white people killing whites. It's Mexicans that kill Mexicans. Americans kill, you know, it's like I said earlier, you got to love your brother. You got to learn to love yourself, and then if you see your neighbor as your brother, then that whole thing will go down. That whole
that's the Bible, love
thy
neighbor
as thyself. I'm saying that on the point that us African Americans killing each other. That's why we have the highest rate of people in jail.
You're 100% right. You are 100% right. That's something that has to be addressed. First of all, it comes back to loving yourself. You speak to there's a lot of good people in prison. It just made
there's a lot of innocent people in prison too.
And it's more blacks than anyone else with that number.
Yes,
so, I mean,
that's true
the whole ratio thing of who's
talking about young blacks.
Yeah, that's what I was.
When life did, shooting and killing people, no one fights with their hands no more. It's like you get punched in the face by somebody, somebody's going to kill you dead. That's just how it is right now.
That's so true. You know, we have to value life. You know, they don't. You when you say that, it comes back to, I say again, love your brother, because you know you think Steve, Khalil, myself, that we don't have disagreements and argue and get upset. Yeah, but we love each other. So, you know, those things don't come in your mind when you look at somebody and you say, I love that person. You don't think that you don't have that rage to want to kill that person. Okay, well he hit me or he did this and that and that. But okay, well does that mean you have to take his life?
You don't have to take someone's life because of there's other ways, you know, but you don't have to take a person's life.
Now, I'm going to say something that I'll get laughed at. Call 911. Oh, but they ain't keeping it real. Okay, well, who's your favorite rapper? They say 50 Cent, he don't keep it real. All right, but you look at all these, they idolize Scarface. He was a fictional character. kept it real, but this is a movie. You know, it's these guys got to change their mindset, you know, keeping it real. What's keeping it real is getting out here, educating yourself, educating your children, treating ladies with respect, pulling up your pants, respecting your parents, and working for a living. That's keeping it real.
And you know something real quick? I'll make this real quick because I know you. What's really doing it to a lot of the youth too is like not only is just like everybody doing the peer pressure, but not being in the gang, and everybody don't like his phones filming somebody get beat up, and then it goes viral, and that person embarrassed, and that person tried to kill a person just by. It's so much of that. It's just so much. And I got to say this too. This counts. You know, some of the rap records, some of the rap records get these kids violent the way they feel like they're that person in the rap. Yeah, I sell drugs. Yeah, I do this. And this is a key factor that people don't know. It's those video games, man. Those games.
Wow.
Steve is right with that, because if your child is 3 years old and they playing those Mortal Kombat and those other games and they shoot, by the time they're 12 years old, their brain is programmed. They're assassins at that age. Take a gun and kill somebody.
Okay.
I'm so against those games.
There's a
sorry, Angela.
That's okay. That needs to be said. There's a gentleman who came on my show twice. He's called G-Man. And he said pretty much the same thing you were saying, but I agreed with him too. So both you gentlemen are right. I'm glad that both of you take an active part in the community to try to teach the younger people, you know, different. Educate them to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's a good thing that you gentlemen are doing, and you'll be blessed for it because you're telling those young people right. There's nothing wrong with what you're telling them. It's just they've got everything coming at them, though. So sometimes when you don't know your history, you can go it can go backwards. But I don't believe. Yeah, repeat it. But I don't believe that's the complete reason. I think that it's somewhat with politics, is what you said. They don't want him to have that legacy. And you're right. So it would discourage other people of color, Latinos, African-American, Spanish, and things like that, Chinese, Japanese even. I know they don't consider Japanese in China, consider themselves minorities, though. But to discourage another black person from wanting to become president. That's what I believe.
You know, that's a good point, because people don't look at that part of it. Because people will say, oh, look at all the scrutiny and all the attacks that he has to go through. I don't want that job. See, that's another trick,
I believe. What you said is so powerful, because what they want, like a lot of people want, they got us so stereotyped.
Intelligent
enough to be president. They want to keep that stereotype, like, ain't no black man, no supposed to be no president. Oh, y'all embarrassing America now. We got a black man and a president. We're so stereotyped. That's not supposed to have happened. They're still, like, shocked that it happened. I'm telling you, that is not supposed to have happened in American history. But it happened.
And another thing is, I say, hey, leave our president alone. This is President Barack Obama. He's going down in history, whether you like it or not. And I give him kudos because he listens to the Force of D's music on Air Force One. And this is a fact. He said this.
Yes.
I know that was said on the other show when you guys came on. Yes, he does. That's a fact now. That is a fact.
This is why I got to take it back to slavery. This is a key reason why they did not want the black man to know how to read. Hell, they must know how to read. Must get knowledge. That's all. They're scared for this day to happen for a black president just by us to get knowledge and reading and graduate from college and getting degrees and all of it. That's what they didn't want, because they, you know, trying to make us feel superior to them. Inferior to them. And this is what they didn't want. To get to the highest point of the United States as the president, the top dog of the United States.
Well, the most important job in the world, really.
Yes, it is.
We know God is the ultimate job.
Yes, God is.
A human.
Jesus Christ, yes.
book. Amen. But and one thing I'm going to say also, Angela, is that when Steve was talking about the violence and the gangster rap and stuff and the crimes that's being committed and the music influences people, you know, a soothing song will calm a savage beast. You don't see no, if somebody was about, like, they getting ready to set it on somebody, they get in the car, they round up, and they going to do a drive-by or stick up or go murder somebody, some heinous, silly crime, they wouldn't put on Tender Love while they driving in the car.
Your
that'll
song
change
is Tender
the
Love,
and they'll put the gun down, you know, but they going to play something that's going to round them up. And hype them, put the battery pack in their back so they can do something dumb what they want to do.
Okay.
And then when they get in prison, they crying because now they can't be home. I mean, it's just silly. I've been there millions of times doing, like I said, doing ministry. So, and it's very unfortunate and it's sad. And I'm not laughing at them because it's you know, it's something that it's a problem that I'm hoping to help solve. And but you got to be thinkers. You know, people, I tell the younger people, you must be thinkers. You know, we have children that's been, I know mine, my son, you know, I try to tell him, you know, as much as I told you got to be a thinker. You know, the system is set for you to sell, and you don't want to be another statistic. You know, they can't, the government don't want to help a lot of youth and poor people, but, oh, there's no money for it. There's no money for programs, but they have money to build more prisons. It actually costs more money.
That's what I'm saying. They're building more prisons. Less food,
costs,
but more prisons. And they privatize the prisons.
Amen. And it is in, you know, the neighborhoods that those prisons are in, who benefits from it? That community. Their community. And that's where they house. Oh, my goodness. You know how much it costs a year just to house one inmate? People don't, a lot of people don't even make that much a whole year to feed their whole family, as much as it costs just to house one, just to lock up, I shouldn't say house, but to lock up one inmate for the whole year. You know, you gotta, and I tell them this, you know, you paying this one salary, they gotta come around and lock the gate. And you're paying this one $50,000, and he gets $50,000 a year just to drive your back from one part to the other part. And this, I mean, it goes on in the war, and this goes on and on, and it's senseless. So if that money was how much money that could go and feed people that's hungry.
Yes, I can only imagine. I didn't know.
Healthcare.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if we sound angry. We're not always angry. We happy-go-lucky guys. But, you know, when we talk about the
I picked the topic I might not have picked. But I just want to hear your point of view.
No,
I know a lot of people.
Though.
Yes, I know. A lot of people, mm-hmm. some people, not a lot, come on the show and refuse to talk about politics. You know, and I understand why. But I just thought I'd ask, and I hope nobody's mad at me. So we're going to talk about you guys, you gentlemen's career. Okay, so what is the MD enforce? What does it stand for?
Okay, Force MD's whole name stands for, like, force. It stands for the struggle to have made it in the business. And D stands for musical diversity. We're very versatile with our music. And the love, kitchen board scratching. We just real versatile in our sound of music.
And blending and being the pioneers of blending hip hop with R&B.
Yes.
Also.
Yeah, I was reading I hope I pronounced that Wikipedia. And they called your style of Wikipedia Encyclopedia.
Yeah.
The free encyclopedia
right.
on the web.
Right.
I was reading that you guys were, they called you New Jack Swing type of music, doo-wop and all that. And you guys are really known for that songs like Tender Love and different songs. I want to ask you about the song Tender Love. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis penned the song, one of your songs. And it was a crossover hit, and I'm taking you back through memory lane. It crossed over into the pop charts. How did that make you guys feel at that time?
Well, at that time, you know, it's so crazy. This is the craziest part about the whole deal. Now, let me just break it down to you real quick. Song was chosen for the soundtrack of the movie, back a classic movie.
Oh,